Welcome to the Survivor Buffs podcast. My name is Margaret, and this podcast is a fan's look at all things Survivor. This week, I'm joined by my sister, Kathleen. Welcome back to the show, Kathleen.
Hello, everyone.
So this was a very controversial episode this week. I've been kind of off the podcast for the past couple, just given some busy things going on, but I wanted to hop on and do a quick episode for this past episode that's called We've Made It to the Merge because of some crazy controversies coming out of it. Kathleen, have you heard anything about it?
I haven't heard one word.
Really?
And I didn't watch it, so.
And you didn't watch it. Okay. Well, I'm going to be breaking down the whole episode for us today because this was quite a kind of groundbreaking episode, to be quite honest with you.
Okay, why is that?
Well, unfortunately, Survivor had its Me Too moment this week.
Oh, no.
I know, and it was just not a good situation. So let me give you the really quick recap.
Yeah.
Previous to this episode, there's been this player, Kelly, who had been kind of a rising star on the tribe. She found, or she got an immunity idol at Island of the Idols from Sandra and Rob, because she like won their challenge, and she hid the idol in the bun of her hair when she went back to camp. So
I remember saying that.
Yeah, super creative and fun. And then the idol was going to expire because she could only use it for the next two or three tribal councils. But last episode, she didn't need it because she was in the majority, but she didn't want the idol to go to waste. So she really sneakily gave it to this guy, Dean, who they were going to vote off, and made it look like he had the idol, and she actually even voted for him to make it even look less like she gave it to him. Very clever. And instead, they ended up ousting Jack, who was this other player that she felt was more of a threat. So she just came off of a big move because that was the recent update. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so Kelly is kind of a force to be reckoned with. Essentially what happened this week was that the tribe finally merges. So now you've got the Lyro tribe and the Volcow tribe now all merged together.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember, I think in episode one, I might have commented on how there was this one contestant, Dan, who was making some of the women uncomfortable because he's like very touchy.
I don't remember you saying that actually.
Okay. Well, I mean, this came up in episode one, and I actually went back and rewatched it, and essentially Kelly and this other woman, Molly, were both not interested in his overly touching kind of personality, and, you know, they have footage of him, like, lying down, like, on their laps and trying to put his arm around them and, like, cuddle up with them at night. So Kelly actually told him in episode one, hey, I'm not a touchy person. It's nothing personal, but please don't touch me. And okay. He basically took it fine, it seemed. And that has been the last we've heard of it since then.
Okay.
But then this week, now the tribes are merged, and Kelly starts talking to Missy, who's another player who she had never met before because they had been in opposite tribes. And the two of them kind of have a bonding moment down at the beach about Dan. And Missy is saying, I'm really uncomfortable because he's been, like, at night, his hands are wandering, and...
Sorry, this is Kelly and...
Missy.
Missy talking.
Yeah, and Missy is telling Kelly, I've been uncomfortable because at night his hands are wandering, and she says, you know, I'm not an object, this is not cool. For my mental health, he can go. So mm-hmm. Poor Kelly is sitting there and getting, like, more distressed about this. So it kind of cuts to her in a confessional, and she starts saying how it just really sucks because this is what happens in real life too. It's like five people basically have to come forward and say they're uncomfortable before anyone, you know, does anything. Because it was basically Kelly, Molly, Missy. Missy had mentioned that Elizabeth felt uncomfortable. And so Kelly's kind of like, starts getting really emotional in her confessional, and she's like, this is just so sad. You know, I don't want to say anything. same thing at work or at school because you don't want it to affect your upward trajectory and you don't want people to look at you differently. But this is not okay. And it's not okay that it takes five people to make yourself realize that it's not just me. I'm not just being overly sensitive, but like something is weird here. So the producer, in like a very groundbreaking moment, actually breaks the fourth wall, as they call it, and responds to her as she's giving the confessional and says, you know, we can do something if you want. This isn't okay. We don't want you to feel uncomfortable. And Kelly kind of like waves them off and she's like, it's okay. You know, I think he's going to be different now, because Janet, who's like this older woman, is on the island now with the merge, and he kind of behaves around Janet, is what the women say.
Okay.
So anyway, very dramatic. And then as it cuts to commercial, there's like a black screen with like writing on it. And it says that the producers had a meeting with the whole cast and met with everyone one-on-one, and then met with Dan one-on-one and issued him a formal warning. And then based on all that, the game continued. So I'll pause there for a second. Any comments?
Yeah. I mean, I just, that's crazy. I didn't hear anything about that. And that is really sad.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that they responded to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got to wait to just hear what comes next, because it continues. I think at that point, we all kind of thought that's the end of it.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, when Missy and Kelly are talking about it, I mean, they have video evidence of everything, right? So they have, after Kelly has said, Dan, you know, I'm not a touchy person, they have clips of him touching her face, touching her hair, and she like runs away from him and she's like, don't touch my hair. And, you know, and he's kind of like, oh, you know, he doesn't seem to think that this is a big deal. But I guess my point is, it's also just kind of that layer of, in normal society, people always talk about lack of like evidence, but it's just, this is a really interesting case because there is video evidence of everything they say and of her telling him, I'm not into this. So, so anyway, back kind of in the game mode, Kelly and Missy, the two who had this bonding moment, are honestly the kind of going at each other. So Kelly wants to vote Missy out. Missy wants to vote Kelly out because they're both incredibly strong players.
Okay.
So that is kind of rumbling in the background of like, people are kind of getting wind of the fact that Kelly's alliance wants to come after Missy. So I'm kind of just going to pause for a quick second, take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And we're back. So Kelly has this emotional confessional, right? And I think what happened was, after she talks to the cameraman, she goes and talks to Janet, who is this woman who's kind of her alliance member. And at this point, Kelly is still emotional from her kind of talk about how this is really unfair. So she's crying in front of Janet. And Janet is like, what's wrong? And Kelly's like, it's Dan. And Janet is like comforting her and is saying like, listen, I'm going to be watching. And if I see something, I'm going to be confronting. And so she's like definitely being like a huge ally in this.
Okay.
So then it cuts over to Missy talking to Elizabeth, who's her alliance member, this other woman. And Missy tells Elizabeth, hey, I talked to Kelly about how uncomfortable Dan makes us, and she might ask you about it, and you should tell her how uncomfortable you are. That's our only play right now. So it's kind of like this precursor. I know.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
And that's awful.
I know. And people can't see your face, but you have a clear look of shock.
Yeah. Well, just because I see where this is going.
Yeah. You see where it's going. It's bad. And basically, that, so then, you know, Missy, that's kind of the one thing that Missy says that I really didn't like. But now the person who's really kind of on my bad list is Elizabeth. Because what does Elizabeth do? She goes and talks to Janet, the mother hen.
Yeah.
And tells Janet thank God we're back with you. Missy and I haven't slept for 12 days because we've been so uncomfortable with Dan. And, you know, I'm so thankful that you're here, and like, let's vote him out, basically.
Okay.
And so Janet is feeling like, oh my gosh, like Kelly's crying, Elizabeth's coming to me upset. Like, this is actually a really big problem. So maybe we should vote this guy out. Game kind of continues. There's then an immunity challenge where Aaron wins. It's this amazingly tough challenge where they have to hold up this like wooden plank with balls on it. And it's just so funny because Aaron is completely ripped. I mean, the guy is like a gym owner, and he's already really built, but then not eating for 20 days. He posted a picture on his Instagram, and it's just like the funniest thing because you can like see every little muscle in his body. Anyway, so he wins immunity. And so now like Missy is potentially someone they might vote out because she does not have immunity.
Okay.
And she's feeling kind of comfortable, but then she again gets wind of the fact that Kelly is coming for her. So they decide to use this awful, true discomfort that Kelly feels about being touched by Dan as gameplay.
That's terrible. That's so awful.
I know. And the horrible thing about it is, like, it just... It's not like they didn't know, because they are literally telling Janet, I'm uncomfortable. We haven't slept in 12 days. And then Elizabeth goes and tells this other woman, Elaine, and she's like, yeah, I told Janet that we're all uncomfortable. So if Janet talks to you, you know, make sure you tell her how uncomfortable you are. That's the story. And so this is like so obvious. Like they have, I mean, it's, they can't deny that they use this for gameplay, which is just so awful.
Yeah, that's terrible.
In the background, Kelly finds two immunity idols. Amazingly. So she now has two more idols, even though she had just given her last one to Dean. So she's like one of the very few players in Survivor history to find three idols in one season. So that's awesome. Wow. So they go to Tribal Council, and basically Kelly and Janet think that everyone is voting Dan out because everybody's uncomfortable and they're making a moral stand and they're going for the good of the tribe. And guess who gets voted out instead?
Tell me.
Kelly.
That's awful.
I know. It's so upsetting. And it's like upsetting because, first of all, she was an amazing player. She had two idols in her pocket. And second of all, she didn't even want to vote for Dan, but it was like she wanted to vote for Missy. But then because they played her and made her seem like we're all upset by this, let's all take a stand, she and Janet and everyone changed their vote to vote for Dan. And then there weren't enough, so she ended up going home.
That's terrible. I feel like that is just so like – out of bounds.
I know. So out of bounds.
I just feel like obviously it's a game, but like, it's like you have no conscience.
Right. Terrible. And not only is it terrible, like using a woman's pain and discomfort for game play, but then also if they didn't have a problem with Dan, they're also tarnishing his reputation further. Like, which is crazy. So you can only imagine how upset Janet must have been.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I mean, so basically that it was a double episode this past week. So Kelly gets voted out and it goes immediately into the next episode. And Janet comes back to camp and she is pissed and she's like, who wants to talk to me? Like, what's going on? And she has a heart to heart with Dan and she tells Dan, listen, Kelly, Missy, Elizabeth came to me upset, telling me that they were uncomfortable by you, but because of you touching them. And I wanted to make them feel comfortable. So that's why I voted for you. And he's like, that is a crazy accusation. I've never heard something so crazy in my life, you know, blah, 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 blah. And Janet's like, well, every single one of them made it. So, you know, we have a big problem here. You need to figure out what's going on. Either they're lying to themselves, the women, or they played me and they crossed the line doing it. So Dan goes and talks to Missy and Elizabeth, and the two of them are like, no, we never felt uncomfortable. Like, we're so happy, you know, that you're here. We could have voted you out if we did feel uncomfortable. And then Dan's like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy to hear that. This is going to blow your mind, but Janet's mad at you all because she thinks that you all crossed a line by saying this stuff. And they're like, what? That's absurd. That's so crazy. And they're like freaking out. I know. So sorry, this is maybe too detailed of a recap, but it's just a very interesting like social dynamic. So then Dan goes back to Janet and says, we have a problem because Elizabeth and Missy just told me they never said that to you. And Janet's like, well, I'm not lying. Let's go talk to them right now together. And Dan's like, I wouldn't recommend it. They're really pissed. And Janet's like, well, I'm not lying. Let's go talk to him. So they go and get Elizabeth and Missy in the tent. So now all four of them, Dan, Janet, Elizabeth, Missy, and Janet's like, Elizabeth, did you not tell me? Thank God I was here because you had felt uncomfortable. Did you not tell me that standing right up on the hill? And Elizabeth's like, finally, she's like, yeah, I did say that. And so Janet's like, see, Dan, did you hear that? And he's like, about me? Like, Elizabeth, you feel uncomfortable about me? And Elizabeth's like, Dan, we're fine. So anyway, just like this awkward situation. Then Janet leaves because she's like, see, Dan, I'm not crazy. She finally admitted it. So Janet leaves. And then Elizabeth's like, Dan, we are fine. I just had to say that to get Janet off our back and to, you know, make it seem like we were going for you. So, I mean, totally using this as gameplay.
It's awful.
I know. And guess what? This woman is a 3-time Olympian.
I just looked both of them up, though, too.
Yeah.
And my take is, yeah, they're both super young, too. And I mean, not that that's an excuse, but it just shows their level of immaturity of not taking an issue like this, like of using this as part of the game.
How old is Elizabeth?
Elizabeth is 26.
Oh, she's that young. Wow.
She's 24.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, and
I'm not saying she uses it, but just some of the level of immaturity of like crossing that boundary.
Right. I know. Very immature. And I mean, I think from my viewing of it, I feel like Elizabeth was the bigger like culprit here because she actively told Janet something that was a lie. She actively told Elaine, tell Janet that you're uncomfortable. And I actually, part of me wonders if Missy really truly was uncomfortable because her heart to heart with Kelly that kind of kicked off this whole chain of events seemed so incredibly genuine. And so it does make me sad. She definitely crossed the line anyway, because she did say, this is our play. But I also just wonder, is there some element of it where she felt that way, but she just didn't want to like escalate it further? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just awful situation. But did you see they both like wrote apologies and stuff?
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah. So, I mean, they both have apologies on Twitter. I mean, Kathleen, there's a huge uproar in the Survivor community right now. People are like boycotting the rest of the season.
I honestly, when you told me that, that was my first instinct. I was like, I don't even want to watch something like that.
Yeah. And everyone's also upset about the producers because they're like, they should have pulled him from the game or done something more drastic right from the beginning. Because again, this was brought up in episode 1, literally, of the season.
Yeah.
But anyway, quick other recap, if you don't mind.
Well, did somebody else get voted out then since it was a double episode?
Yes, that's what I'm going to tell you about. Smart. We'll be right back. Thanks, everyone. Great. So the second part of the episode, it's just so funny because I think that this issue with Dan and Kelly and Missy and Elizabeth just completely overshadowed anything else going on in the game. So it's not even really worth talking about. But basically, Jamal found a note. He got pulled to Island of the Idols. He, you know, it was a really stupid gimmick this time where he basically automatically had lost his vote because he found this piece of paper to go to Island of the Idols. I'm like not sure what that was supposed to teach him. And then he could kind of create a decoy for another player. So kind of random. So anyway, Jamal comes back. He lost his vote at the next Island of the Idols. So then the next immunity challenge, they actually had a male winner and a female winner. It was one of those real like traditional ones where they are extended over the water and have to hold on to this thing. And Jeff keeps like cranking it more and more extreme. So Aaron and Missy were the two winners. again, Erin is definitely proving to be a huge physical threat. And so is Missy. She's really, really strong. So we go to the next tribal council. And of course, now Kelly is on the jury. So Kelly is like coming in and watching this thing. And in this tribal council, Jeff really like breaks down what went down last time. And poor Janet gets completely gaslighted by all the other players.
I'm serious.
So Janet basically says, last tribal council, I was voting with my morals and voting with my heart. And I was trying to do something for these women by standing up against any kind of like sexual discomfort. And instead they use that for gameplay, blah, blah, blah. And Erin, who is a man on the kind of other side of that alliance, he starts saying like, Janet just made a bad play and now she's playing the victim card and she needs to just fess up that she made a mistake. I know, it was terrible. And so of course now Aaron's on everyone's shit list because he was completely not only gaslighting, but like telling her she was taking up the victim card. It was just so out of line. Yeah. So he also issued a lengthy apology on Instagram. It's a video. And I actually think his apology seems to me the most sincere out of all of them, because he kind of like tears up during it. And he issues an apology with absolutely no conditions. One thing I noticed about Missy and Elizabeth is they both in their apologies were like, I didn't have all the information in the game and I'm so sorry. It's like, you had enough information to not make such a stupid decision.
Yeah. What does that even mean? What information would have prevented you from doing
that? My assumption is that they didn't realize how upset Kelly was, but I mean, who cares? I
rolled my eyes for those who can't
see me. But yeah, I guess my point is that Erin did apologize for his comments, and I do appreciate that because he completely, I mean, just horrible commentary at Tribal Council trying to make Janet feel like she was making things up in her head. It was awful. Yeah, and so then Jeff keeps asking Dan for like clarity on what happened, and Dan starts getting mad, and he's like, Jeff, are you not going to let this go? Well, since you're not going to let this go, you know, blah, blah, blah. And Jeff says, you're right, Dan. I am not going to let this go. We will be here until day 39 if you don't discuss this. So I was like, good for Jeff. He like really forced them to have the conversation. Good. And yeah. And I think that, I mean, it still wasn't a satisfying outcome, but it basically at least aired everybody's stance and where everybody went wrong. And then again, like the vote, it was such a non-issue because everybody was just so upset about the conversation that, I was like even forgetting who went home, but Jamal ended up getting voted out, which is also a bummer because Jamal was such an ally to Kelly. So when Erin made that comment, Erin said something like, Janet, you made a bad move. You know, you got bad information. If that accusation was true, I would have known about it. Dean would have known about it, blah, blah, blah. And then Jamal says, I have a problem with that. You know, we as men are not entitled to know about these issues. And sometimes people may not feel comfortable talking to anyone about them, let alone another man. So, you know, you should really check yourself and not say things like that. So he really had this great like voice of reason of talking Erin, talking some sense into Erin about how his comments were just asinine. But then he gets voted out. So like the optics of this episode were horrible. It's like the accuser of this misconduct gets voted out. And then the guy who is actually supportive of it gets voted out. So now you've got a tribe full of at least four people who are incredibly guilty in using this manipulative tactic for their gameplay.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah. So it was kind of a depressing episode. A lot of people are boycotting the rest of the season. I just wanted to chat about it with you. It took a long time to, I guess, even understand, because the other problem I have with this, if I may say so, false accusations are so incredibly rare.
Absolutely.
They like never happen. And I am frustrated by this portrayal because it makes it seem like it's more common than it is, you know, because people will latch on to any little example of that.
Exactly. And that's why I felt like the second you said it, if I was an avid watcher, I feel like I would be boycotting it.
Really?
Because I just feel like that is so... that it's just so irresponsible.
Yeah.
All of it. And the fact that, like you said, people will latch onto this and use it as an example. Mm-hmm. And it's sad because obviously there was something going on.
Right.
Making Kelly super uncomfortable. Yeah. And as you said, probably Missy too.
Yeah, exactly.
You have evidence of it.
And Molly, who got voted out, you know, many episodes ago, but she definitely wasn't lying about it because that was episode one.
Yeah.
So anyway, just sad all around. I mean, but I guess my question is, like, are you boycotting the players or the show or, like, the producers? Like,
I mean, I feel like a little of everything because, mm-hmm. because I mean, definitely I think the players are most at fault, the contestants. Mm-hmm. Like, that's awful.
Yeah.
But I do think that the producers, like, could have stepped in and prevented a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they probably should have.
Mm-hmm. Right. They should have. Yeah.
I know.
And it's also like, is there some problem on the producer side? Like maybe, honestly, and I know this is probably not good. We don't want to like censor the show, but to the point of this is such a rare thing that people would make up an allegation out of nowhere. Like it just bothers me that they would even edit it to be like, I guess, I mean, the women really did do this, but it just annoying because it's like that's so rare and it just sucks that this whole episode was basically about them using a false accusation, you know?
Absolutely. And I feel like I don't know the way to write it, but I feel like I don't know. I mean, I just feel like in today's day and age too, you should have like a zero tolerance policy, and the fact that people did complain and then they had the one-on-one interviews.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's really messed up.
It's really messed up. I just feel like that's really, really disappointing. I don't know.
Yeah, totally.
And none of those women better win.
I know. I hear you. And honestly, the thing that's such a bummer is Missy and Elizabeth were like fan favorites until this episode. And I mean, the thing is, up until this episode, I thought Missy was awesome. But now I'm mad at her, you know? Yeah. So I don't know. It's going to be really interesting, but I agree. I think everyone is rooting now for Janet to win because Janet was like a hero.
That's awesome.
I know. She was amazing. And I think she was upset because she was like, if it was just gameplay, I wouldn't have voted for Dan, but I did that to try to stand up for you girls and like, you know, be the moral choice. So anyway, that was the kind of depressing recap about this past week, but I will be watching and I will be confronting if something like this happens again, just as Janet said.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, Janet is my fan favorite.
Me too. Yeah. She's like the only good one left, unfortunately. It's like, yeah. But you should read their apologies and let me know what you think. Did you pull them up?
I almost did. I'll read them and
okay.
Let you know.
Okay. But yeah, this story was like apparently kind of went viral. It was all over the news. Did you Google it?
Well, now I did, but I didn't hear anything before that.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's kind of surprising, actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks so much for joining. I know it's late where you are, so I don't want to keep you. But appreciated your time, and maybe you can join us for a future episode, maybe different season, where we don't have as annoying players.
Sounds good.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
The Survivor Buffs have spoken. See you next week.